You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Over the past few days, U.S. Secretary of the Interior Ryan Zinke toured Northern California's wildfire damage. Just before visiting California, Zinke was in Colorado at the Institute Freedom Conference, where he addressed the numerous wildfires on our public lands. Here are edited portions of Zinke's address.
We have 330 million visitors through our park system, a half a billion visitors through interior lands. We know that we're going to have more visitors next year, and it's time to take a stand on what America's values are on our outdoor experience. And this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This is an American issue. And quite frankly, being a Navy SEAL, I never asked the man or woman next to me whether he's Republican or Democrat. I don't care. What I care about, you love your country, you understand the mission, and you're willing to sacrifice for greater good. That's what the dream of America means. This is what we need to go forward on forest fires. One, environmentally, I can tell you, it is unacceptable to have our forests burned down year after year after year, destroy habitat, destroy watersheds. We've got to actively manage our forests. That's it. So you talk to the firefighters out there. We don't, gates have been shut, roads have been closed. They don't have the access in the forest they need. When a spot fire happens, they either have to take a bulldozer, go in mile after mile. We need to go back, and we need to open up public access to our public lands, because actually they belong to you. They do. So open up public access, make sure we have a road system that works, actively manage our forests. Economically, you know, we import lumber in this company, or in this country? We import lumber. There's billions of board feet of lumber that are lying on the forest floor when that lumber has value. And if you're trying to make it and build a home or build an office or an extension in your home, you know the biggest expenses right now is lumber. And for a lot of Americans, we're outpricing the ability to buy a home, and yet we're letting it rot in our forests. That's wrong. It's morally wrong. We're going to spend this season probably $2 billion fighting forest fires if we actively manage them and push back on these environmental terrorists that don't like you on their public land, by the way. And, public land's for everybody. It's not for special interests. But a lot of these special interest groups, they don't like you on the public land. They want to make sure public access is limited. That's nice, but it's not your property. It belongs to all of us. Well, thank you. God bless. And I think now we're going to go to questions and answers.
The left has talked a lot about civility, but it's not always practicing it. So can you talk about some of the threats and some of the more extreme, you referred to environmental terrorism, what that experience has been like and how you've dealt with it?
There's a couple things. One is the fight for freedom never ends. And if people didn't think that this is going to be a fight, I don't know what you were thinking. That in order to turn this country around, this is going to be a battle. And all of us have to do our part. And it is better to charge up a field and a hill under fire than coward in a foxhole. You do right and you fear no one. D.C. is a tough town. And I call it the anger syndrome. I mean, people are angry, right? And they're intolerant. They don't want to hear debate. They're just intolerant of how could someone think different than they are. This was to make America great. I mean, we are tolerant and we listen to the other sides, unlike protesters that, are canned. And lastly, they're just uninformed. They don't want to be informed. They don't want to do the research. They go to the same little trough of Kool-Aid every day, and they don't want to expand their paradigm and look at the actual facts. Now, that's the board. We're winning. We're winning on the economy. We're winning on the environment. We're winning on public access. What we don't talk about is this. You know, I've opened up 38 wildlife refuges to hunting and fishing. You know, we've opened up 5 million acres to hunting and fishing. And public access means something because we can win this battle. Our lands belong to all of us, and not just the elite few. And when they start shutting off and closing roads and not allowing America to use their land on the weekends, because most of America works really hard. We do. And most of America just wants to go out on the weekend and, you know, grab a six-pack and enjoy a little fishing or go out on a, you know, boat or, you know, hike, you hear a mountain bike. But they really can't do that when the forests are on fire or roads are shut down and our public outdoors isn't available to them. And America gets it. And we're going to win this battle because it's a battle about American identity. And so I enjoy the fight. I enjoy working for President Trump. He gets attacked more than any human alive. And I tell you what, he's tough. He's 71 years old, enormous amount of energy, and he just keeps going. So he motivates me to move out quickly as well.